So could there be a shadow government just like in the popular show Jessica Jones? And actually, have you guys even seen it? I haven't yet, but I've heard mixed things. I've heard some people say it's terrible and it's a bunch of left-wing garbage, but I've heard other people say that it's really good and it's an exciting show. So I haven't had a chance to see it. But I'm interested to know what you guys think. Could an actual shadow government experimenting on people? Is that part actually real? I mean, MKUltra was real, possibly still is. We're going to talk about that. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, get all sorts of free materials, free content that is always being updated on a daily basis. Every day you go there, you're going to get new information, you're going to get new things, sometimes even more than every day. Sometimes it's a couple of times a day. But if you could, hit the donate button and help me out, because I love doing it because I love serving you guys, but it's also very expensive and time consuming, and this is totally viewer funded. It's by donation. It's donation funded. Like I've said before, I can't rely on AdSense and things like that because YouTube is constantly trying to shut people like us down, people like you guys. So it really does help out a lot if you're able to donate. If you can't donate financially, that's okay. You could donate your time by sharing this video, telling people about Josh Peck Disclosure and the community that we're building here. And you can get involved in comments. You can get active on Steemit. Follow me on Steemit, steemit.com/@Josh Peck. Very, very important. I think that type of thing is the future of social media with the way that Facebook and YouTube, Twitter, Google, how they're shutting down us Christian conservatives. They're basically shutting out half the country. And I think that I think that the future of social media is going to be decentralized blockchain type of thing. Something like, if not Steemit, something like Steemit. Find me on Steemit, and if you reply to a video or if you leave a comment, I will reply to you personally. Can't promise I'll do that on YouTube because, again, YouTube, I just never know what's real, but on Steemit, I absolutely will. So, that website, joshpeckdisclosure.com. So the IGH, which is a shadowy government organization that was teased in the first season of Jessica Jones, is back again. And we apparently already know that the IGH gave Jessica Jones her superpowers and that she's not the only one that they experimented on. Oh, this is going to contain spoilers if you haven't seen the show yet. But this was posted on SkywatchTV.com recently. So I kind of wanted to talk about it and get your take because, again, I haven't seen the show. Don't know if I will. There's a lot of stuff that I watch already. I don't watch much TV. I usually don't have time for it. But when it's bedtime, you know, I like to turn the TV on before I go to sleep. So it helps me kind of relax. But there's still a lot apparently to be revealed about the motives of this group with the show. The show's already touched on how the IGH gave Jessica her powers, but gave them to her against her will. She's an IGH project. She doesn't remember how she got her abilities and is left grappling with why. So this is what Jessica Jones is trying to find out in season 2, apparently. Even though her discoveries will lead to some unexpected realizations about her past, fans might also come to some realizations of their own after watching the show, like how the IGH and Jessica Jones strikes a scary resemblance to the U.S. government, believe it or not. U.S. history is actually filled, and we cover some of these on this channel, and we're going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it because you guys are interested in it, and it's important to know our history. But U.S. history is filled with stories about government experimenting on humans against their will. In 2011, the Associated Press reported that the government apologized for infecting disabled people, mental patients, and prison inmates with diseases starting in the 1930s and continuing through the 60s. Such experiments, the AP wrote, included giving hepatitis to mental patients in Connecticut, squirting a pandemic flu virus up the noses of prisoners in Maryland, and injecting cancer cells into chronically ill people at a New York hospital. So, of course, if it happened just a few decades ago, there is every reason to think that it could be happening still today. So, according to the documents found by the AP, usually this stuff isn't, like, discovered until decades later. So, whatever they're doing today, you know, we'll probably know in another 50 or 60 years. But then they'll be doing even more horrific things. The government experimentation on humans goes back nearly 80 years and spans at least 40 different studies, including the infamous 1932 Tuskegee syphilis study, which claimed to provide treatment to hundreds of black men infected with syphilis, but the researchers simply used the men as case studies to see how the disease would progress. They didn't treat a single one of them, and they even injected previously healthy men with the disease. So Arthur Kaplan, director of University of Pennsylvania Center for Bioethics, told AP, here's a quote, "When you give someone a disease, even by the standards of their time, you really cross the key ethical norm of the profession." So in 1953, the U.S. government launched Project MKUltra, which we did a video on that a couple weeks ago. You can go back and check that out if you want all the information. But just in short, it tested illegal drugs on humans. And the program, which was kept secret due to ethical concerns, was started to help the U.S. government keep up with presumed Soviet advances in mind control technology. The government tested hallucinogenic drugs on unwitting test subjects like sex workers, terminally ill patients, and prisoners already struggling with drug addiction. Sex workers, prostitutes. Oh, why not just say prostitutes? It adds a veneer of professionalism. I'm a sex worker, not a prostitute. I never, you know, like that makes it any better. Anyway, but official testimony from the CIA director Stansfield Turner in 1977 stated that the government wanted to see how these drugs would enhance the ability of individuals to withstand privation, torture, and coercion. These drug tests did not result in superpowers. Instead, they led to the deaths of two people and the endangerment of countless others. The 1975 Senate hearings condemned the MKUltra experiments for demonstrating a fundamental disregard for the value of human life. Most MKUltra documents were destroyed as a way of keeping the project a secret, and as a result, there is still an incomplete record of the program. There's still a lot we don't know. Without those documents, the government was able to get away with the inhumane testing even in a court of law. In the 1980s, two separate Supreme Court cases focused on MKUltra gave verdicts that protected the government over citizens' rights. The government is just terrible at everything. So in the show, in Jessica Jones, Jessica is also struggling to find documentation about the lost 20 days between the accident that killed her parents and when Trisha's mom adopted her. In season 2, she's attempting to fill in the blanks with help from anyone who's willing to speak with her. But the problem is it's not as easy as finding out the truth that the government is doing its best to hide it from you. Jessica Jones suggests that the government has the power to do what it wants and get away with it. What should really scare those watching the show, though, is knowing how close to real life that realization is. So what do you guys think about this? What do you think? What types of experiments or what types of things do you think the government is doing today? And again, I have every reason to believe that they probably are doing stuff. Why would they stop when they know they can get away with it? It's not like all of a sudden they developed a morality that they didn't have before. So what do you think? What do you think in another 60 years that we're going to find out that they're doing to us now, you know? And also, I mean, just what do you think of the show? I mean, again, I haven't watched it. I don't know anything about it. I've heard mixed things. So I'm interested to know what you think. But so all that being said, again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Help me out, help yourself out, help the community out by clicking the donate button. It really does help. Every little bit adds up. So, and if you can't donate anything financially, that's okay. You can donate your time by subscribing, sharing the video, getting a conversation started, leaving comments, getting involved with Steam It. There's a lot of things you can do to help. Most importantly, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and take advantage of all the free content there. Like I've said in other videos, I'm here to serve you to the best of my ability, and this is something that God's given me to do, so I want to do that as well as I can. So Love you all. Thank you all so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.